Hey y'all, this is Mari, and I'm here with
I'm Grand Finish. How are you? Hello, Mari.
and hi. We're here to do a partial questionnaire
Oh, dear.
from let's see. I have to pull it up. From Captain Jericho's Quiz for Americans 2. So I have recruited an actual English person.
Hello, how are you? Yes, I'm here to
to be my
I'm here to
answer.
be the Brit for this situation.
Because I didn't want to spoil myself by looking at the actual answers while I was recording this, and so I thought it would be fun to have someone else tell me if I was right or wrong. So we've picked, well, Grand has picked, what do we say, 15?
Yeah, it was 15. I went through the list that who was it? Oh,
Captain
Captain
Jericho.
Jericho. That was it. I went through the list that Captain Jericho put up and chose the ones that were actually English and not crazy Scottish, or I'm fairly certain there was at least one Polish one on there that really confused me.
Did you keep some Scottish ones though? Or no?
No, I didn't, but I have a few that I've looked at that we could possibly do as a bonus round.
Okay.
See if either of us can pick them out.
Okay. All right. So, the first one. So I thought if I don't know, I'm just gonna make something up because I feel like that's what half of this list is, that you have literally just made shit up.
Hey. Don't be attacking my culture right off the bat. At least wait till we get at least five in and you're like, this is stupid. How have you come up with all this?
We'll see how far off I am. If I can guess right, then I won't,
So we'll be what we're doing we're doing a mix of me lying to you and giving you false answers and somewhere you just try to guess off the top of your head, yeah.
Yeah, so the first one, well, which ones do you have answers for or fake answers?
Well, all the ones I've given you, I know off the top of my head, so we can go
Oh,
with.
okay. Okay, so the first one is On the Raz, which I'm gonna guess. Let's see, raspberries are red, so I'm gonna say this means on your period.
See, that was going to be one of the fake ones that I made up.
It's
No, it's a good guess. It's honestly, when I first thought about it, I was like, yep, that's what that means. Then I thought about it, I was like, no, that's not right. That's not what that means at all. It's actually a shortening of on the razzle.
Oh, like Razzle Dazzle, like Chicago.
So, given the full thing, what do you think it means?
Oh, I don't know. Razzle Dazzle just makes me think of the musical Chicago.
Right,
So.
on the Raz is when you're out partying it up and trying to attract attention from someone you'd like to
Oh, so you're on the
Yes.
prowl?
Yes. On the pull, as it were.
Okay. I'm gonna learn a lot of new things today, I
This is
think.
gonna be good. I like
Okay,
this. This is good.
the next one is dodgy. I know that one. That means like we would say sketchy or like untrustworthy.
Yeah, I would normally use it in a sentence, be like, this geezer's a bit dodgy. If I was feeling a bit southern, I was going down London Way, I was like, all right. This man is untrustworthy.
Yes. Okay, so bunk off. Are you just laughing at the way I'm saying these now?
Oh, it's weird because I'm used to hearing people just say them and not just try to pronounce them.
It's English, but not. It's the British.
Best type of English. It's British English.
Okay. Okay, so I'm pretty sure this just means like go away. But bunk could mean like go to bed.
Very specific thing though.
Oh. From like a one night stand or something.
Well, it depends how seriously you take your relationships. It is actually to dodge off work.
Oh.
You'd be like, I'm really sick. I'm going to bunk off early for the rest of the day.
Okay. Because, yeah.
Or school. Like, you can apply it to school as well. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
Or you could just not go in the first place. It's entirely acceptable.
Just stay home.
I'm bunking off for the entire day.
Okay, this next one, again, nothing. Bifter? How do you pronounce that, first of all? How do you say it?
Bifter.
Okay.
It's like watching someone try to read a foreign language. It's amazing. Bifter. So, all right, let's go with a either or for this one.
Okay, good.
Bifter is a fight between two drunken gentlemen, or it is a quiet cigarette behind a building somewhere.
I feel like it might be the second one, just because that's so British. Of course you would have a word for that.
You sure? I mean, biff, you know, you're punching someone.
I don't... Biff
nah,
is
you're
not
right.
A
you
word.
You were correct. It is... It's basically just slang for a cigarette. Actually, I'm going for a quick biff.
Interesting. But that's like a really specific scenario.
Yeah, it's a sneaky cigarette when you're not supposed to be. Like if you're at work, and you're just like, I'm going for a quick bifter. don't tell the boss. You know.
Okay, I know this next one because I watch a lot of soccer. Clobber.
Damn. Damn, I thought this was gonna sneeze.
Yeah, clobber. Like you're tackling someone too hard, you're like running into them. I guess it depends on the context.
That's pretty spot on. It's just a hit someone, basically. It's like back off, mate, or I will clobber you. Like you're clobbing someone, basically. So it's, you know, closed fist, big whack around the face.
Oh, well, usually, yeah, I love listening to the British World Cup announcers, but that's definitely a word they use.
There is also an alternate meaning for clobber as well.
Oh, yeah?
Which you'll never get.
Oh.
Because it's very London.
Oh, like London specifically?
Yeah.
Has like their own...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Clothes.
Clothes?
As in, you know, what you wear.
Your clobber like, looks nice today.
I'm putting on my good clobber for the club tonight.
Clobber
it's,
for the
it's
club.
It's a really weird word, but yeah. Honestly, before doing research for this, I'd completely forgot that was a meaning for clobber.
You did research. I'm touched.
Mm-hmm. I got to check up. I can't let the side down, you know?
Oh, okay. Okay, the next one is keks.
That doesn't even sound like a British word. That's not fair.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I thought this one might trip
give me
you
an
up.
Either.
Okay.
Give me an either or.
Either or for this one.
Okay.
K Keks. Okay, they're a thing.
Uh-huh.
So they're either trousers or shoes or sunglasses.
Well, it would make sense for them to be shoes, so that's probably not the answer.
Damn, you bring logic into this.
Maybe pants, like khakis? Maybe?
Maybe.
Is that it? That's my final answer.
They are indeed trousers.
Okay.
No idea where it comes from. It's a bit northern for me, but it's like, you know, I'm going to get my khakis on. And,
I bet it's from khakis. We call them khakis, like the lighter.
We don't use khakis a lot over here. It's not a...
Well, apparently you do.
Used phrase.
That's where this comes from. I'm guessing.
Now I'm learning.
I'm guessing. based on my random...
Over here, if you said khaki to someone over here, they would think you were talking about camouflage gear.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, we would... That's like the nice...
like chinos. Khaki pants. Is what you're talking about.
But the light colored tan ones.
Mm.
Those are khakis.
They're nice.
Okay, I know the next one. Baccy is tobacco.
Mm. Yeah, right? That was an easy one. That was a bit of a giveaway.
Okay.
Get right. Some baccy. Run myself a bifter.
Now, is it specifically? Like pipe tobacco, or it's both?
No, it can be anything. I imagine it came from... It's just the shortening of tobacco, basically.
Right. Okay. Chaka.
Chaka.
I don't know what chaka.
Well, if I was to say it's chaka in here, would that give you any context?
Maybe like crowded?
Yeah, well done.
Chock full.
Yes, absolutely right. Also, chocker just means crowded.
I feel like I'm on a game show right now.
Like packed out, you know. You go to a club, it's completely chocker. Can't even get to the bar.
Okay, that's awesome. Okay, the next one.
I'm interested to see how you pronounce this one.
Oh, I was about to say, how do you pronounce this?
Right. So, I want to hear how you say it.
I would just say give over, like give over, but with a W.
Yeah, that's pretty close. It's just, you know, give over. give over.
So, like, give it to me, like, give it here.
No, absolutely not. That was completely incorrect. if someone said something to you, just like, you know, I won't use that example. It's like I caught a fish that was 10 foot long when I was out fishing the other day and then it got away. And you'd be like, give over, mate.
So, like, give me a break, like, you're lying.
Yeah, it's just like, stop. Okay. Just no, really.
Okay, you put these next two on here.
Yeah, because they're spelt similar and also really weird for Americans to pronounce.
Well, it's ought not, right? Is that not how you say them?
You'd think so, wouldn't you? Yeah. Right. The first one is pronounced out.
Okay.
And the other one is pronounced nout.
Okay. So out and nout instead of ought and not.
Let me use a sentence for you.
Okay. Go ahead.
So the first one would be. Have you got out? And the other one would be have you got now?
I feel like you're just messing with me.
I am, absolutely. This was completely set up to mess with you.
How are these not, why is the GH necessary?
Let's not go into the deep parts of the English language.
Oh, but I'm such a nerd. That's why I like this stuff. Okay.
What if I pronounce the second word naught?
Like you shouldn't do it? Like you...
Or as in the number.
Oh. What? 8 and 9? Are you serious?
No. But, all right, so out, if I was to say, have you got out, would be, have you got anything?
Oh, okay.
And nout, if I was to say, have you got nout, would be, you haven't got anything.
Okay.
They're the same side of the same, they're opposite sides of the same word, basically.
Interesting.
Something and nothing.
All right. Definitely learning.
I thought that'd be a good one.
Thank you. Okay, kip is a nap, right?
Yep.
Or like nailed sleeping. That one.
I was going to go with it's a type of fish. But you were too quick. So yeah, if I have a quick kip, it'd be like 40 winks.
Okay.
Or is that... is that British as well? God, I forget.
That's also probably British. No one uses that.
I'm going to have a quick kip. I'll just be like, you know, sleep for like an hour or so.
Yeah.
Power nap.
I just say nap. although I think power naps are generally considered to be more like a 20-minute nap.
That's true, actually, yeah. Kip would be what your dad would do in front of the TV on a Sunday afternoon.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, you know, I'm not perfect. Sleeping. I'm just resting my eyes.
Well, your football team loses.
It's my dad's football team. Then yes.
My dad's football team definitely lost yesterday. all right. Naff. Oh, is this okay? I can't even remember how you just said this.
This is when I just dropped in the pre-call, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. So I think in the context you said this means cheap or like not good quality.
Hey, you picked up on that really well.
Okay.
Yeah, you'd be like, you know, this thing is a bit naff, so it's not great. It's a bit rubbish, to be honest. This is always one of my favorites.
Rubbish.
It's not of great quality.
It's like one of the few I think that's one of the few like British slang that every American knows but no American uses.
Yeah, if you've watched any sort of let's say Guy Ritchie movie, you'll have heard the word naff multiple times.
No, I meant rubbish.
Anything that takes place in London. But yeah, rubbish. Oh, sorry, trash. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Really basic stuff. Yeah.
No, but I'm saying that's one that everyone knows. But but every American knows that, but no American uses that.
It's true.
So
This one's gonna be good. I'm interested to see where your mind goes with this one.
I don't know. Okay, so brass monkeys. My first thought is brass knuckles. But I don't know.
Like if I was to
also
say...
like monkey of barrel, like barrel of monkeys, like you would think of like a brass hook. So
okay.
I don't know.
What if I was to say it's brass monkeys out?
It's crazy. Like a riot or something.
that's completely the wrong direction. how best to explain it? Well, in the simplest sense, it just means it's really cold.
Oh, okay.
I forget how it came about. I used to know this. It's something to do. I imagine it's something really rude. Oh no, that's it. It's so cold out, it would freeze the nuts off a brass monkey.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah. We work the long way around to a lot of our sayings. We've had a lot of time to establish these things. So a lot of our slang is, you know, four layers deep at this point.
Probably. I think that's the most interesting stuff, though.
Okay, this last one.
Hench.
Mm.
So I'm thinking like a henchman.
This is a fairly new one. It's only been lying around like 5-6 years.
Okay, so that's what I was going to say. So a henchman is like someone who works for you. So I'm thinking like hench is like, I guess the American equivalent would be like clutch, like someone who, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know, words escape me.
You're in the right area. Would be a henchman. Someone who is hench. When you think of a henchman, you're thinking of a little scrawny guy or a big muscly guy?
Oh, yeah, definitely a big muscly guy.
Yeah, so if you describe someone as hench, they are muscly.
Oh.
Well-defined, okay. Ripped. just basically, you know, very well-muscled.
Well-muscled. Okay. Okay. Yay, that was fun.
That was good. That was good. You did actually better than I was expecting. You had a few of those completely right. Some of them you knew straight away. Some of them I did trick you with and was like, it's got two meanings. No, that was really good.
That was fun. Okay, well, then I guess we'll sign off. Maybe we'll do this again. I don't know. I have no idea.
If you can find more of these, I would be more than willing to. Or we could do the reverse. You could throw some American slang out.
Oh, I could. I could go find some American slang.
Although you guys make a lot of movies, so I've probably got an advantage on you.
Oh, it's true. I'll have to find some really obscure ones. Oh, I could find some. I could give you some of my Southern colloquialisms.
Yeah, go deep south and just be like. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Grand. This was a lot of fun.
You're more than welcome, Murray.